Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Ted Santos, your co-host of The Creative Alchemist, and we are here live, and we talk to you about business and money and all the kinds of things that helps small and mid-sized businesses be more efficient. And it just so happens we are in this pandemic where the sort of things that we talk about are probably more important than ever. And I never do this alone. I always have my co-host, Lori. Let them know you are here.
Hi, and I'm Lori Miller from LGC Interior Design, an interior design company. And we have a really special guest today. Her name is Maria Nathanson. And we actually work together. And it's a topic that's very, very important to me. And we're going to hear from Maria. And if you have questions, we would love to hear from you. And we're here to answer all your questions. If you want to call in, 516-387-1640. And we'll back to Maria.
Hi, Ted. Hi, Lori. And thank you so much for having me tonight. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here with you.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So who are you? Where are you from, first of all?
So my name is Maria Nathanson. I am a native New Yorker, and I have been on a healing journey for 21 years. And
okay.
It started with a broken bone in my back that led me to a holistic homeopathic lifestyle. And what happened was it started with a broken bone in my back and the roller coaster of crazy events happened. I ended up having an ovarian cyst that landed me a six-day stay in NYU over the millennium. I had three different parasites. I had intestinal infections. There were so many different things. I had knee surgery, and all of it was because my body wasn't healthy. So over that time, I got healthier in mind, body, and spirit. And after a very dear friend of mine passed away, 6 months later, I was diagnosed with a thyroid condition. And my sister-in-law, who's a chiropractor, said to me, you know, essential oils can support your thyroid. So with all that I'd been through and all the research that I had done, I started reading voraciously about essential oils, and I started using them. And I then delved into that of how to heal with the support of the earth. Because what I had found in my journey is that wellness, really, your body can heal itself. And by using things that, if they don't have to have chemicals in them, your body can process them easier. So I will always opt for something holistic, homeopathic, or from the earth. I did take thyroid medicine, though, for 5 years. And I will happily tell you that with the assistance of essential oils, some supplementation, and kinesiology, I have been medicine-free for a year and a half.
So I want to pause you right there. So I you know, and definitely thank you for sharing that. I want our audience to hear more about your journey. So normally we've had, you know, people who talked about finance and real estate, and with the coronavirus, you know, I there's one thing that's important, and that's you, whether you're the business owner or an employee. It's important that you're healthy, and right now I'm in New Jersey, you're in New York, and we are the number one and number two states for people contracting this. So we're looking at simple ways that people can strengthen their immune system. And it really seems that while I know there's no guarantees, but one of the things they're telling us about this virus is that the stronger your immune system, the better chance. It seems the people who have compromised immune systems, and it sounds like what you're saying, Maria, at some point you had a compromised immune system. So we're looking at some really simple ways, and I would say most people probably, including myself, we're not aware that something as, and I'm going to use the word simple, as essential oils can support your immune system, you know, and to add to that, you know, here in the Northeast, diet and what we put in our bodies has become more important than ever. You know, people look at ingredients and packages and GMO. We have all kinds of concerns about our health. So this show really was to support our audience so that they can take better care of themselves. And, your journey, I think, is going to really highlight, you know, what's required and strengthening your immune system. Like you were saying, your body has the capacity to heal itself, or what you are exposing your body to can help or hinder your body's own natural way of healing. Is that a fair way to put it?
Absolutely. And the biggest culprit is stress.
Excellent.
We hold stress in 7 different places in our body. And I'll list them, and you can think in your mind, how many of these do you actually have? Because there are times I have one, there are times I have more than one. But when we're stressed, we either get headaches, you can have sinus or respiratory issues, you can have digestive issues, and if you listen to my little journey, most of my stuff is digestive. You can have muscle aches and pains. You can either sleep or not sleep. I'm dealing with the not sleeping right now. You can have brain fog, or you can just be downright moody. And I'm sure everybody can relate to being moody, because it's like being on an emotional roller coaster with not knowing and all the fear that lies in front of us and what we can create that to be. So the key, though, with dealing with those, because all of those things affect your body systems, like your respiratory system, your musculoskeletal system, your digestive system, your immune system. And most of all, it starts with your nervous system. So the way that essential oils really can help support any of those, because there are oils that can support all of those, but the best place to start by helping to use oils that relax you and keep your nervous system calm. And living in New York City, it's a wild ride right now. And I feel like I'm on, like, for lack of a better word, the bipolar express. There are days I'm good, there are days I'm not.
Okay.
Yeah, like you have to keep your humor about it, and there are definite oils that I'm using to support that. Lavender is phenomenal. Well, any citrus oil is phenomenal for that too. And we can get into more of that after. I don't know if there's more you want to ask or elaborate at this point with that.
I want to know, so talk a little bit about your journey and how you used oils to support bringing yourself back to health. And like, first, why did you even, like, how many people, I would assume most people don't think of essential oils when you start thinking about healing and, making your immune system stronger. We don't. We think about fruits and vegetables and meditation and you know, seeing a therapist. There are all kinds of things. And correct, we are probably in one of our we were all here for 9/11, and that was a stressful time. But this pandemic is creating a level of stress that may even eclipse 9/11, because it's constant, 24/7. So I'd like, before we get into the specifics, talk about your journey a little bit and what you were dealing with and what made you go to essential oils.
So, and that's a really great segue into it. So it would be like, Ted, if you had a cold, I used to get the flu. I had the most compromised immune system that you can imagine. And the reason why is because my body was probably toxic, and I was using chemicals in my home, too, that can actually affect your well-being. They can affect your respiratory system, your endocrine system. And those chemicals can – there's a term called bioaccumulation, which is when your body can't break down chemicals. So I had to literally detox my body. And I did it, like you said, through diet, through holistic practices, through learning how to meditate, which as a type A New Yorker, one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And I still struggle with it at times. Like, it's not the easiest thing for me. And when it's not easy is when I know I need to do it more. I started doing yoga. It wasn't just let me do one thing. It was a lifestyle that I created for myself to live a calmer life in a frenetic place. I'm somebody, like I said, I'm type A. I go 200 miles an hour. I'd like to think that I've slowed down with the pandemic to maybe 100 miles an hour. And yet that speed has an effect on your well-being. And so my thyroid issue was definitely affected by adrenal fatigue. So when I started using essential oils.
What is that? Just so, you know, for people like me, what does that mean, adrenal fatigue?
I'll elaborate. So adrenal fatigue is when your adrenals just, they're depleted. And why that is because it's fight or flight and you're going, and you're not giving your body that proper rest. And you need rest. And when you're not, your body gets out of whack. And the thing is, with women, our endocrine system is where our hormones are supported and dealt with. Your thyroid, which so many women get diagnosed with thyroid issues, I would take a stab at this, that if they really dug into it, they have more adrenal fatigue than they do a thyroid issue. And the reason is your thyroid gets pulled out of whack so easily because it's such a temperamental gland. And as we get older, also using those chemicals in the home will affect your adrenal system because it's where your hormones are regulated.
Which kinds of chemicals? Can you name just a few of them?
Oh, there's a whole bunch. Fragrance is my favorite because people don't realize. Lori's like, oh, now you're going to get her going. Fragrance is my favorite because it's in everything. And you don't need to discuss and say what fragrance is. It can be on a product. And so, for example, I was using Mrs. Meyers, and Mrs. Meyers appears very healthy. It's, you know, organic, it's this, it's that. And if you look, the number one thing it has is fragrance. And so that was a big eye-opener for me, that if it's not scented by something in the earth, it's going to affect your body. And you think about it, and we can talk about home cleaning stuff too, because that really, your products in your home affect your health and well-being too. So, phthalates, sodium lauryl sulfate, I can list a ton of them for you that are in our personal care and our home products that are actually detrimental to our health too. And we do lectures on that. We actually just did one last night. One of my colleagues did one. She did a phenomenal job talking about how you can swap out chemicals in your home. So for me, when I got diagnosed with my thyroid condition, I had done research. There was a woman I found online that had cured herself of Hashimoto's. Now, thank goodness, I wasn't diagnosed with Hashimoto's. I just had an underactive thyroid. And when my sister-in-law had suggested oils, me being me, I started researching like you couldn't imagine. And this woman had a whole thing about essential oils. So I started reading about which oils to use. My sister-in-law was the one that turned me on to using essential oils. And so I got started with using essential oils. And then I started doing more research. And I started learning about, like, what I'm putting on my skin. Our skin is our largest organ. So anything you put on your skin is going to touch every single organ, every single cell in your body within 20 minutes. Because everything's connected.
Wow.
So if I'm breathing something in, it's going into my lungs. Well, my lungs are then going to disperse it to my bloodstream, and it goes through every single system in your body. So anything that touches your skin is going to have an effect on your well-being. And I whenever I do a lecture, I start saying, you know, I want you to ponder this. Everything we do either helps us or hurts us. What we eat, what we use, what products, you know, how we behave, our energy, it either helps us or it hurts us. And that's a powerful thing to wrap your mind around because it's so many different facets of, it's not just there's one thing, it's a lifestyle. And for me, over the last 21 years, it became a lifestyle. The last almost seven, incorporating essential oils. Because the thing with essential oils that people need to understand is before Big Pharma, everything came from the earth, and pharmaceuticals were derived from plants, flowers, trees, and fruits. So that was the derivative of where medicine came from.
So don't crucify me and tell me I'm misogynist for what I'm going to ask. But before the big pharmaceuticals, and I'm thinking more than 100 years ago, like 150 years ago or more, would it be fair to say one of the things that a mother was great at was knowing how to use the natural elements, you know, the herbs or any other minerals, to keep her family, children, husband, healthy? Was that once part of our culture?
My grandfather was a pharmacist, and so he was always creating stuff. And you think of it, like, think of how many people here grew up having chamomile tea or peppermint tea when your belly hurt. We've used...
Or bitters.
Yeah, or bitters is another great one, like when you had digestive, or fennel.
All
those are great for clearly you could tell that I know about digestive stuff. But the truth is, like, those are things that we've used. And, you know, in certain cultures, they still use them predominantly. And I've gone for Indian food, and they've got fennel seeds that you can chew on after the meal for digestion.
Interesting. Okay.
So, like, where oils are different than herbs, just to give you the difference of how they work. An essential oil is the immune system of the plant, flower, tree, or fruit. What they do, if you can imagine taking a piece of basil and you rub it in your hand, and then you take it out of your hand and you smell the hand you rubbed it in, it's going to smell like basil. That's the essential oil. And why it's so powerful is it's in its purest form. Herbs are great, but they're heated up and ground down. So the frequency of them, and we'll talk about that in a minute, changes. Essential oils, since they're coming right out of the plant, flower, tree, or fruit, are in full tact and in the purest form. And frequency is one of the ways that we heal. And Ted, do you want to talk about this now with frequency?
Sure, because, you know, it was interesting when you and I spoke about it. Maybe most people don't know, but, and you'll give up. What I learned was a healthy body has a frequency about 76 megahertz, right? And if you drop below a certain number, what I saw was 40, you'd be susceptible to cancers. So maybe you can even give a better understanding of how you know what a human being's frequency is. Like, how do they measure that? Is that with some machine, or you plug into something? How would you know if someone is within a healthy frequency range?
That's an excellent question. So what frequency is, it's the measurable rate of electrical energy that's constant between any two points. And when there's a frequency, there's an electromagnetic potential. You can measure that electromagnetic potential. And the magnetic action or attraction of the frequencies that surround us is what causes that frequency. So it's physics, actually. So everything has an electrical frequency measured in megahertz. So what you're talking about is a healthy body is at 76 megahertz. They say death sets in at 25 megahertz. Cancer is where you were talking about, where people can really have severe illness. And anything above 80 megahertz is considered healthy. So here's where oils really can help. Because I have this chart, and it says that, okay, so if you have canned or processed foods, it's 0 megahertz. Dry herbs are 15 to 22 megahertz.
Yep. Really?
Fresh herbs are 20 to 27 megahertz. Fresh fruit and food could be 20 to 27. You cover the healthy body. The range they give is 62 to 78, so you're smack right there with it. And essential oils go from 52 megahertz all the way up to 320. Now, what the aha factor of that is that when you apply oils to your body, it'll either elevate or lower your frequency. So by applying oils that are grounding, it's going to calm your nervous system and it's going to relax you. By applying oils that can support your immune system, they typically have higher frequencies where it's going to keep you above the wellness line. Something like frankincense has, I think, 140 megahertz. It's in that ballpark. It is a phenomenal oil for anxiety, for stress. Why? Because if you're stressed out, your frequency is going to go down. you apply something like that, it helps to elevate your frequency. So does that communicate about frequency?
Yep. So it does. So, okay, so frankincense has a frequency of about 150. Being healthy is in that 60 to 80 range. And let's say in this time of this pandemic, you know, there may be a lot of people who are stressed. You know, they're with their family 24/7. You're a teacher, you're a chef, you're a spouse, you're still working. You've got all of this going on in your house, and it's stress. So I would assume the actual frequency, as you were talking, could drop on a person. So are you saying that the essential oil of frankincense can help that person, I guess, eliminate or reduce the stress because the frequency of frankincense is so high? And if that's the case, how does a person use an essential oil like frankincense?
So there's three different ways
that
you can use essential. You know, I got where I think. And Ted, if I miss something, remind me.
Okay.
There's three ways to use essential oils. You can either apply them, like I just said, like you can put them on the bottom of your feet. You can put them on your pulse points. And like I mentioned before, they'll get into your bloodstream. So that's one way to use them. You can diffuse them. And the great thing about diffusing them, or even just smell it out of the bottle, you can diffuse them. And what's so great about a diffuser is that it will disperse it throughout the room, that you can smell it wherever you are in that room. Or, since I use Young Living has a vitality line where they're ingestible oils that you can actually take them internally. They're
really
FDA approved
to
be taken internally. So those are the three ways to use them. The thing about smelling an oil, if I were to put a drop of oil in your hand and tell you to rub your hands around and then tell you to smell it, cup them over your nose and smell it, it takes 20 seconds for your brain to recognize it. And why that's such an important thing about smelling it is your limbic part of your brain is where your emotions are housed. So this is part of that, okay, I'm stressed and anxious. Here's part one of it. Your emotions are housed up there. So when you smell something, the only way to get to the limbic part of your brain is through your nose, your olfactory nerve. By smelling something, it will actually evoke good, bad, happy, sad. All your emotions are stored there. Your motivation is stored there. Your decision-making, like your reaction is stored there. So when you and I spoke, I said to you, think about walking by a bakery. And I'm going to invite anybody listening, think about the smell of a bakery. Like, notice, are you smiling? Does it make you happy? And the reason why is because our memories are tied to emotions. They're all balled up in one. So by smelling an oil, you can relax your nervous system and evoke, you know, happy thoughts. Since I told you to put it on your hands, it's now going through your body. So it takes, within 2 minutes of applying an oil to your body, it will start going through your bloodstream. In 20 minutes, it will touch every cell in your body. So it's kind of like a 1-2 punch there. You smell it, it's going to help relax your nervous system. You apply it, it's going to work with your body system, including your nervous system. And I think people right now are so concerned about staying healthy, the first place we need to support is our stress, anxiety, and all of that for our nervous system.
Interesting. So it just... for the diffuser, so when you and I spoke about this, you know, one of the things I was saying is I was thinking of, you know, you get one of those kind of clay pots where you can pour the oil in the top and underneath there's a space to put a candle and it heats up the oil and you have the aroma in the room. Is that the same thing as a diffuser, or is a diffuser very different?
A diffuser is different. A diffuser, you actually put water in it, and then you put a few drops of essential oil, and then you put the top back on it, and think of it as a humidifier, because it kind of doubles as both, but during you put essential oils in there, so when the vapor comes out of it, that's where the smell comes from.
So no heat applied to it at all. It's just naturally occurring, the natural diffuser. It's naturally emitting the aroma.
Yes, you plug it in, and so it'll churn the water that way, and the vapors come out of it. I'm looking at mine go right now, and it's changing colors.
Okay.
It's making me very happy.
Okay, all right. So I can now visualize that. What, just for the sake of the audience, why wouldn't you heat up any of the oils?
It's the same with the concept of like raw food and what I said about herbs. When you heat stuff, it changes the constituents. So the way that they make essential oils is either they steam distill them, so they pull it out that way, or they cold press them. You think of like lemon and orange. They cold press the rinds to get the oil out. It keeps the oil, I want to keep it in a positive, it keeps the oil in its original form. So by putting it in with the water, it's not getting heated, it's just getting dispersed. It's keeping it in its purest form to be able to support your well-being.
And
you're changing it.
You change the frequency is what I was going to say if you heat it. I assume that happens.
Correct.
Okay.
I would agree with that. So by heating it, it's changing the constituents of it. Like raw broccoli, different than steamed broccoli.
Okay.
And they say that you lose the nutrients when you steam it. So I can kind of make that parallel.
And Lori is going to have some questions for you. But before we do that, if anyone would like to call and ask Maria some questions, the number is 516-387-1640. That's 516-387-1640.
Perfect. So, Maria and I do the oils together. When I talk to my clients, I guess it's a two-step process, and I start with the cleaning in the home and making sure that your products are, natural, and I recommend the essential oils and the products that we use for our detergents and for cleaning. And I say that because we're eliminating the pollutants that are first coming into your system, and then secondary, of course, at the same time is ideal, but then secondary would be to begin to use the diffuser to topically apply it. And of course, with anything that's pronounced, like today someone had a gangliotic cyst, so it was, making the combination and using some of the frankincense oils and some of the other blends that we recommend. But that's, usually my protocol or my recommendation. So I'm wondering if you can maybe talk a little bit more or expand upon the home product, because we did touch on that a little bit. But, I, as a cancer survivor and having lupus, I know that these are, completely toxic to the immune system.
Absolutely. So I mentioned it before about chemicals in the home. And so when I started looking into my thyroid, it was all about what am I doing. Now, I mentioned that your skin's your largest organ.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you're putting on your skin is getting into your entire bloodstream. And so I'm going to invite you to think about a little broader. You spend the most amount of time of your day possibly in your bed. So whatever you're washing your sheets with and whatever you're washing your laundry with is sitting on your body all day long.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is the biggest aha alarm of, again, if it has fragrance in it, there are chemicals, unless it's scented from the earth. There is an app called Think Dirty, which is where I love to look up products to see, what the toxicity of them is. And that's where you'll see Mrs. Myers is a 9. I was using the geranium, a 9. Because of the fragrance, and it'll tell you that it's the fragrance. So the thing that I invite you to look at is that they say that women statistically use 500 chemicals a day, men use about 400, and we apply 80 of them before we eat breakfast. And I'll walk you through that quickly. You're sleeping in your sheets, you get up, you go take a shower, You brush your teeth first, and whatever toothpaste you're using, if it's blue, rethink that one because there's chemicals there. You then get in the shower, you shampoo your hair, you use conditioner. Again, think of what are they scented with and what products are in them. You use body soap. You get out of the shower, you put deodorant on. You're also drying yourself off in a towel that's been washed in your laundry detergent. Maybe you use dental floss in the morning. You then put on, women, you put on makeup. And that is where the United States chemicals that the European Union banned 1,800. One of the things I love about Young Living is they've banned 2,500 of those chemicals because makeup is the most toxic. Yeah. Makeup is the biggest culprit, where you put on your moisturizer, then you put on makeup. Then you go and you make breakfast and you eat it on a dish that you've washed in dishwasher soap. Welcome to your 80 chemicals. I know, I paint a really grim picture, I'm sorry. And it's not for fear, it's to educate people, because if it scares you, that's a good thing. That means you have self-love, that you want to take care of yourself. And that's an aha moment.
Yep. Now I'm going to expand a little bit, because I guess about 2 or 3 years ago, I actually had, I guess, the opportunity to be evaluated by one of, I'm going to call it a machine or a contraption or one of these machines that they use, not in the U.S., of course, to measure what you were talking about, your biochemical, what was it called?
The frequencies?
The frequencies. And it could tell where, you know, where you were stuck just by, it was kind of like an EEG machine. So, it, you know, you went through, you were hooked up, and then it showed the different frequencies of your body, like it, where your brain or your thyroid or, you know, your liver, your intestines, and it showed where those frequencies were either higher or lower or stuck, and it was really interesting.
Wow.
So hopefully
It wasn't just one readout for the entire body. It broke, it segmented your body into
it
sections.
It segmented it. Yeah.
Wow.
So
Pretty amazing.
Exist.
Wow.
And, you know, they use, I guess now there's also different things that can measure an aura, so they say. And that also is measuring the vibrational frequency if you lead it back to colors. But that's off on a whole nother topic, going into holistic medicine. But I'm going to bring it back to Maria. So, and we're going to...
We can go there if
you
want, Lori.
Right?
We can go anywhere you want to go.
I'll play. But, right? Let's play. But let's go back, because in boosting your immune system, so now, like, let's say you've gone through your house, you've gone through your products, you've gone through everything, you've changed your mattresses, because that's a whole nother level, is dealing with the latex mattresses and it not being organic. But let's talk about, you know, all the things that you can do to boost your immune system and the different products that are out there. And, you know, let's talk about frankincense, because five times in the last week, I think I've heard something about Jesus and his disciples crossed, I don't know, the desert with their frankincense. So let's talk about that one first. And then maybe you can give us five of the best ones that people can really, you know, sink their teeth into without having a lot of knowledge behind them.
So the thing that's so great about frankincense is that it's from Boswellia. Boswellia has the ability to heal cells and to raise the frequency. So when we talk about frequencies, like one of the things I own is an infrared biomat. And what far infrared heat does is it will kill off the lower vibrating cells and elevate and heat them so that they die off. So it's phenomenal for people who are undergoing treatment.
Right. Do you want to tell us where you can get one of those?
You can get them. A chiropractor I know sells them. I'm happy if anybody wants the information. It is one of the happiest little contraptions I've ever bought. You lay on it. It's great for relaxation. I bought it, though, because of my thyroid, because I wanted to heat my body temperature up a little higher, because that was something I read that could help me. And that's, again, you know, with getting the cells to vibrate higher. So if anybody's curious about one of those, I will absolutely give you contact information of where to go. There's a gentleman on Long Island that sells them, and that is a dear friend, and I've got somebody in Virginia Beach. So you've got your choice.
That being said, and we're going to have Maria's information also on my Facebook. We'll, you know, give you more her information as well throughout the show. So thank you, Maria. Keep going.
You're welcome. So frankincense is, they actually are giving it to cancer patients as part of the treatment. And the reason why is that the frankincense, the high vibration of it, and the whole thing is Jesus was anointed with it. It's a very high spiritual oil. It's very, you know, high frequency. And it's got such healing capabilities. Like, I love it in my face serum, you know, for wrinkles. It's really good. Like, when I get really anxious, I will either huff it out of a bottle or I will literally take it when I feel like my throat is closing up and just apply it to my throat. And it's one of those things that instantaneously works. It's great for meditation. And the reason why is because, you know, when you put it on your body, that frequency will elevate you. So the reason why with Jesus and the disciples, I'm not that into the whole story, but I'm going to take a stab at it and say, well, we know I'm not so into religion. But that it's because it's a biblical oil. I think it's mentioned in the Bible. This one I think I'm right on 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the most spiritual oils. And I believe, like with Easter Mass, there's frankincense resin that is burned while Mass is going on. So it's used for several different purposes. And one of the medicinal purposes of it is really to help the body heal. So we did a presentation, and we're doing it again tomorrow night, about how to manage your stress with essential oils and what ones to use for your nervous system and what ones to use for your nervous system and your immune system and what ones to use for your immune system. Frankincense is one of those that's good for the nervous system and phenomenal for the immune system. So I had a friend that did stem cell, and we created an oil blend for him. Frankincense was one of the key oils that we used, healing capabilities.
Wow, interesting. Are there?
Yep, it also has some other great properties, such as, you know, keeping your skin younger, and it's good, yeah, for, it might be your home facial now that we're stuck in the house.
I use it with my tips oil
face?
All the time.
You can apply, really, okay.
Frankincense is one of those oils, like I remember one of the girls that got oils from me, she had a condition called blepharitis. And what that is it's a crustiness in your eye when you sleep. So she used to get it, and she goes, okay, oil guru. And I was like, I wouldn't call me that, but we'll go with it. What would you use? And I said, I don't know, frankincense, lavender, both of them together. So she decided to do a science experiment, and she took frankincense and did one circle around one eye, because you don't ever put oils near mucous membranes. So she did a big circle like an owl around one eye. I kid you not, the next day she called me. She goes, okay, that's crazy. That eye is fine. The other eye still had the crustiness.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing about oils. Like, you don't have to apply them directly on it. My favorite story to tell about this is we were in Europe last year.
Hold up on that second. We have a caller, so I'm going to let them in. Hello, are you in?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Judith, and I'm calling from Harlem.
Hi,
Judith.
Thanks for calling.
Hi. So I'm just calling in. I didn't hear the beginning of the conversation, but I'm wondering, I heard when you said that in the morning you get up, you take a shower, you brush your teeth, and I'm wondering if the water that we have here in the city has anything to do with your immune system. How does the water that we're using affect the immune system?
I'm sure it does. And so my suggestion is you're not going to get everything perfect. That's one, unless you get a water filter. You can't control that. The other stuff, you have a say in what you're putting on your body. So, like, there are people I know that have water filters. I definitely think if you can get one, it's great. If you want to make that investment, it's better for you. That's a personal choice.
Yeah,
does that
So I knew that to, you know, that I would to get a water filter. The other thing is, you know, with the immune system and a lot of work need to be done in the stomach with probiotics. So how
100%.
Does the oil, that what?
I'm
sorry,
100%. No, I said 100%. The gut's your second brain.
Right.
So detoxing your gut, and you missed the beginning when I said I had all these gut issues. That's where I held my stress. You need to detox your gut, too.
But you also had thyroid, something happening with your thyroid also, correct, Maria?
Oh, yeah. I was
so
like
were
Sancho
you
Bob
hyperthyroid or hypo?
Hypo. I was hypo.
And how were you able to cure yourself?
I used essential oils. I detoxed my body. I got my gut health on track. And I started using supplements that were supporting it. So I got off my thyroid medicine because of that. It was a combination. It wasn't just one thing. And they all played a piece in the puzzle. And so to your point, your gut health is so important. And taking a probiotic is phenomenal. Taking one that has essential oils infused in it is even better for you. And the reason why is because the essential oils can get into, they can permeate the cell so that they actually become bioavailable is the term for it. You can actually absorb 80% of it. Because a lot of the supplements we take, we might take something that our body doesn't absorb. So when you have supplements infused with essential oils, your body will be able to absorb it better.
Okay.
And so
I
take a probiotic called Life 9 on a daily basis.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's really, I know a few people that that sell the essential oils, and it's been around for a long time, since the 1990s. I have daughters, twins, and one has hyperthyroid, the other one has hypothyroid symptoms. So they worked with a naturopathic doctor, and they were able to get off the Synthroid and the methasone. And so how I did it was with the naturopathic doctors and with supplements. And but I see that one of the main things that I should have corrected was the water. You know,
it
with
I factor.
Right, and so they don't use toothpaste that has chlorine in it.
Fluoride. Yep.
But
thing about toothpaste too, and this is, you know, to educate you as well. Anything that you're putting in your mouth goes into your bloodstream quicker. Because it goes into your bloodstream, it's called sublingual, under your tongue. So if you're using toothpaste, actually going right into your bloodstream. So oral care products, you really need to be very mindful of what you're using and to make sure that they don't have chemicals in them.
Yeah, we use a chemical-free toothpaste.
I love it.
Yep.
And essential oils have been around since 1990. 94-ish. Gary Young, who started Young Living, which is the brand I use, he had a traumatic brain injury, and he actually cured himself. And when he created the oils, it wasn't to start a business. It was really for his own health and well-being. So he pioneered this entire industry and created different blends and different protocols to support the body and support wellness. But if you wanted suggestions with oils for either hypo or hyper, from my understanding, your daughters are good now, but if you wanted stuff to maintain the endocrine system, I'm happy to make suggestions too.
Okay, yes, definitely.
Thank you for your question.
Maria, do you want to give your information now?
Exactly.
And if you want to take down Maria's information, that would be awesome.
Yes, that would be great. Perfect.
So my website is www.oily.life/Maria, and I spell it M-A-R-E-A.
Okay.
You can email me at Maria, M-A-R-E-A, 1225, @gmail.com. And just mention that we spoke on the podcast, and I will help anybody.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So you're welcome.
You
again, my email is, yes, thank you so much, Maria, M-A-R-E-A, 1225, @gmail.com.
But, you know, in New York City, it's an epidemic, hyperthyroid, hyperthyroid symptoms.
Most women get diagnosed with a thyroid condition, and it's typically not a thyroid condition. It's something else that's going on with their endocrine system.
Right, exactly. And if men gets it, it's, you know, animals, pets. I didn't realize it was an epidemic until I really started researching and trying to heal my daughters. Like I refused for them to be on medication for the rest of their life. And I met so many endocrinologists in Fairways and that were getting gluten-free products. That's the other thing, is the gluten.
Yeah. Yeah. There are definitely a list of foods, gluten, carrageenan, you know, sugar, obviously.
Soy.
Right. So this is great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling
in. I'm looking forward to talking with you. Yes, you're welcome.
Likewise.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So great, now we got into some food issues and things that we should be avoiding, but you were going on about toothpaste, I think, before we had the time, I was going.
That was a great call.
That was really helpful.
Yeah.
It does, like, I love when somebody asks a question and it opens up something else, because you never know how that's going to support somebody that's listening.
Right.
So, but you
exactly.
asked me about frankincense. That's where we were before the call came. And so,
right.
I think we covered why frankincense is phenomenal.
There's
a couple of oils that I love for stress relief. And what I've been putting in my diffuser is a blend called Peace and Calming, a blend called Stress Away, and lavender. To me, that's like liquid Xanax. It's what I've been having diffused. Well, no, I've been very stressed the last few days, so it's been really helpful. In the morning, what I'm doing is my combination of thieves and orange. And here's the ha-ha of how powerful oils are. I got rid of all my candles because they're toxic. I mean, go with the whole fragrance thing. And when you're burning that, it's like inhaling formaldehyde. So I started
in addition,
using oils.
Wait, can we mention the soy candles and how bad they are?
Go have at it. Mention all you want.
Yes. Yes, so soy candles are also toxic. And as you heard, they can, you know, work against the endocrine system. So it, even though they're popular and it seems to be the thing to do, something you definitely want to stay away from.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I did was I swapped out. Yeah, I'm going. I'm running with it. What I did was I swapped out my candles for my diffuser, and I work from home, so I literally was just diffusing thieves and orange because I like the smell of it, having no idea that I was helping my immune system, because, you know, I was a genius at that point. I'm like, this just smells really good, and it was the first winter I didn't get sick. That was six winters ago, and I was like, by just diffusing it, not even putting it on my body, and I didn't get a cold that winter. And it was like, we were on a family trip, and my sister-in-law was like, wait, you didn't get sick? Because it used to be, if you, like I said, if you sneezed, I got the flu. I had the worst, most toxic body. And so what I've been doing, you know, with what's going on with corona, is I've been boosting my immune system by diffusing thieves and orange. There's a blend with eucalyptus called Raven. It's phenomenal for respiratory stuff. And I've been using stress-related oils. So any citrus, like Laura, you said, what, five oils? I'm not going to give you five.
Right.
I'll probably give you 20. But citrus Perfect. Is so good, not only for your immune system. You know, you think vitamin C, the limonene in the citrus is phenomenal. Citrus is also really good for relaxation, for anxiety, for relaxing the nervous system. So when I mention the blend Peace and Calming, it's got citrus in it, and you can smell it. And to me, smelling citrus, just it really does. It relaxes me. So at night, I've been diffusing frankincense, stress away, and lavender.
Okay.
And so, that is what I'm going to continue doing.
I'm just going to tie it back in because now we have this national pandemic. Everybody wants to boost their immune system. You know, we talked a little bit about thieves for sure. You know, obviously we have to keep our stress to a minimum, which is really hard because we're locked in. We can't see family. We've got birthdays. We've got, you know, all kinds of occasions and events that we're missing. So what are some of the oils that you would recommend now besides obviously thieves, lemon, grapefruit, citrus?
I love Peace and Calming. I love Valor. And these are blends. And I'm going to give you stuff that's in the starter kit because it's the best way to get started. That you get 12 oils and a diffuser. So in the starter kit, there are literally 10 oils that I could use right now between my immune system and stress and anxiety. And so I would tell you Peace and Calming, Stress Away, Lavender, Valor. Those are all for emotional. The emotional immune is Lemon, Citrus Fresh, which is a blend of all citrus, and Frankincense. Then the straight immune is Raven and Thieves. The only two I didn't mention, or three, are Peppermint, Panaway, and Digize, which is the digestive one. Peppermint actually is really good for respiratory too, so you can use that as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And eucalyptus.
And, I mean, yeah. And, well, Raven has eucalyptus in it, and so does Thieves. And the cute story about Thieves is that when the plague happened a gazillion years ago, people were dying, and these people put these five oils. It was cinnamon bark, lemon, eucalyptus, rosemary, and clove in their masks and went and stole from the dead bodies. And they didn't get sick, ergo thieves.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did was they negotiated a lighter sentence when they told the king how it is that they didn't die. So
Thieves
has a crazy frequency of 145 megahertz. You talk about uplifting. And what Young Living did was they created an entire home cleaning and product care line of Thieves. Now, again, I'm not the smartest one at times, and it took me a while to realize, oh, wait, boosting your immune system. You're boosting your immune system. So, like, I clean
right.
floors with Thieves because I'm sure many of us walk around barefoot. By the way, whenever you're walking around on the floor, it's getting into your bloodstream. There's a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you touch is going into your body, and you get really
Correct.
Clear on that. So, like, if you're touching a sponge and you're wiping your counter, whatever that is on that sponge is getting into your bloodstream. So I use Thieves. I have a concentrate. I get one bottle. It lasts me the entire year. I dilute it with water. And I clean as much as I want. I don't need to wear gloves, and I'm not crazy about it. Same with the hand sanitizer. They've got a phenomenal one that doesn't have chemicals in it. And yet it's got 65% alcohol, which is all you need right now is 60%. So that's why I'm so
and
pro
it's
it, because if you can help
now.
Yourself. Yes. Yes, that is true.
So I have one question.
Go ahead, Ted.
Sorry.
No, go
quick.
Ahead.
You said, Maria, you said there are some essential oils that have a frequency of 300. Can you give us an example of one of those? How does that help
it's
you?
It's rose.
What is it good for? Rose.
Rose
okay.
is 320 megahertz. And what rose does is it helps bring balance and harmony and stimulate you while uplifting properties. Rose is also, ladies, phenomenally for your face. By the way, rose is one of the most expensive oils. And the thing you want to make sure, too, of knowing is that not all oils are the same. Like, this is something I really need to hit home. the quality of the oils matters. So what you're going to get at TJ Maxx or at Amazon right now is not quality oils. You want to make sure that you're using 100% therapeutic grade oils, very simply because if you're applying them to your body or you're breathing them in, the constituents and the quality matter. And like I said to Ted yesterday when we were talking, I said, you could take a grass-fed burger and a 99-cent burger, and they're both beef. Clearly,
right,
they're very different. And what's different is the quality. So if you're going to invest in essential oils, you really need to make sure that you're using 100% therapeutic-grade oils. And why I love Young Living is because they have the seed-to-seal guarantee, which guarantees from when that seed goes in the ground to when it's grown, harvested, distilled, tested, and then bottled, it's in Young Living's facility. So nothing is cutting it. There's nothing added to it. There's no carrier oil. I was in Bed Bath & Beyond, and we picked up a tea tree oil. Now, tea tree is for infections, and you can put it on pimples. You should be able to apply tea tree to any part of your skin. I picked up a bottle that said it was 100% pure oil. It said the warning label said, do not apply to your skin, may irritate. If something says that on it, throw it in the garbage, seriously, because it's got something in it, petrochemicals or something that's not healthy and good for you. And it's counterproductive for what you're attempting to accomplish here by using oils.
It's interesting. It's a great point to make. And we're coming to a close. Do you have anything you want to ask or add, Lori?
Well, if you want to give us your information again, and then I'm wondering if you would mind maybe posting somewhere or sending me something that I can post of some of the tips from tonight's conversation.
Really good.
And then I can refer people back to you as well.
Sure. Sure. So my website is www.oily.life/Maria, which is M-A-R-E-A. And my email address is marea1225@gmail.com. And I promise if you email me, I will respond.
So
okay.
Any last words? Go ahead, Lori.
www.oilylife.com/Maria?
Nope. No, oily.life. There's a dot between the oil and the life.
Okay.
I didn't create that. That's how it came.
Okay. Excellent.
Oily.life/Maria. It's not a .com. It's oily.life/. It's a little weird.
Perfect.
It's a little weird when I look at it.
So, Maria,
nope.
any last words, thoughts to give to our listeners who are in the middle of this pandemic? And, it's a simple solution. Sort of, any last thoughts you'd like to give to the audience?
Sure, and this is probably not one you're going to think I'm going to throw out there. But remember, you can breathe, and your breath is something you can take with you anywhere to calm your nervous system. So I like to do, when I get stressed, I breathe in for 5 seconds, I count for 5 seconds and hold it, and breathe out for 5 seconds. And the reason why is if you do that 4 times, you take a minute to just ground yourself, it will, deep breath helps to relax your nervous system. And when we get stressed, we forget to breathe. So please breathe. Please take care of yourselves. This is a temporary situation, and we're going to all come out of it for the wiser.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Thank you
so much, Maria.
Thank you,
absolutely,
guys.
Yeah, thanks for
and
having
thank
you.
Ted.
Thank you for every. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Listeners. Yeah, this is a great show, and it's one way, as Lori said, to take care of our listeners. So. It's great to have a business that's successful. Your business needs you also. So, Maria, you gave us some very easy and simple and healthy suggestions on helping people keep their stress levels down and their immune systems up, and that is essential in our global pandemic. So thanks.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Be safe.
You do the same. Take care and good night.
Thank you.